You may hear the crackle of a fire in the background. It is surrounded by people that would be cold if we weren't standing quite so close. And I'm standing next to Jason. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing, mate?
What's the name of your bushcraft company?
Well, my name's Jason and I run a company called Woodland Ways.
And you are on Twitter, although you've yet to actually get your head around it because you're always in the woods.
Yeah, that's about the gist of it, right? Absolutely. I'm good at rubbing two sticks together and making fire. I'm not very good with technology, but we'll get there, I'm sure.
So I thought I'd show you a couple of bits and bobs. And so far, you know, definitely had a cracking time. Due to the weather being pretty extreme, myself and Jack here, say hello.
Hi.
are lucky enough to have pretty much one-on-one tuition at the moment. Obviously, we are the hardcore. We aren't put off by the potential of snowdrifts. And if we can come out and learn skills from you in this kind of weather, then it's going to stand us in good stead in any kind of weather.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think this course at this time of year certainly sorts the men out from the boys, I reckon.
And those that have got ringtones that don't sound like yours, which when it goes off sounds like a bird. I didn't even recognise it.
Yeah, it's a blackbird. It's the alarm call for a blackbird. I much prefer to listen to birds singing in the wood than bleep, 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 bleep.
Well, it's a new phone. Give him time. Give him time. He'll have something like a badger or something. So what have we done so far?
Okay, for this evening, after the welcome and the safety brief of working through, you know, the safe use of a knife and the safe use of a saw, we've cracked on, we've got fire going, we've got a good stash of firewood here, which will keep us warm for the next few hours before we retire. And then we've looked at game preparation, so you've had a go at preparing a pigeon from hole, so still in the feather, and you've discovered a technique of doing it without using a knife, so you've got no safety implications there as well. So obviously with the cold weather that we got at the minute, the more you're using a knife, then the more prone you are to accident and injury because of the cold, you know. So
I realised that myself. See, there you go, my mouth's frozen. One minute I'm tearing a wood pigeon apart with my bare hands, which was quite liberating considering I was wholeheartedly preparing my own meal there, but when it actually come to slice it, because it is so cold, I just suddenly thought, yeah, you know, this is the closest I'm going to come to actually accidentally dropping a finger in as an additional recipe additive here. I was quite amazed at the taste as well. You threw in, you know, some mushrooms, onions, some soy, and what a delicious stew with rice. We've built our bashers. Yet to throw my bedding out. I don't want it to freeze before I get in it. I'll leave it rolled up for the moment. And what are we up to tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow, I mean, priority for us after a nice warm breakfast will be to get our shelters up. The key thing, particularly in these conditions, but really shelter is your priority whilst you're out here. So what we're going to do is we're going to build some woodland shelters, just using whatever materials that we can harvest sustainably from the woodland. And so that this time tomorrow night you'll be in a shelter which is completely waterproof, completely windproof, and fire outside the front, a couple of deflectors outside that to bounce around the heat inside, and you'll be toasty warm tomorrow night.
Nice. I love the way you say, tomorrow night you'll be toasty warm. Tonight's the hardening, the acclimatising to the outdoors. And I've slept out before. I can't remember sleeping out this cold when it wasn't like some kind of alpine snow hole. And I'm really looking forward to it because we've got all this beautiful countryside that seems to be getting neglected during the winter years. Apart from the guy that goes out and shot our dinner. Which probably travelled 1 mile by road. How's that for sustainable food? I'm going to put the phone away. And looking forward to more stories around the fire. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thank you.